Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Could there be any better theme song for the 21st century? No less for our show, Incarcerated Lives Matter. And Incarcerated Lives Matter has taken some giant leaps since last month. Speaking of leaps, we did a leap with Leap yesterday that was off the chain. And Leap stands for Learning Everything There Is About the Parole Process. And that's because anyone who is incarcerated is going to go through the parole process. So it is a natural juncture from being incarcerated and Incarcerated Lives Matter to leaping forward into the parole process and beyond. It is my great pleasure this evening to welcome Patricia, co-founder of Leap. Welcome, Patricia.
Thank you, Val. Thank you so much for welcoming me once again to the show. I just want to say that for families, I learned something wonderful yesterday from the workshop. And you know, there's always room for growth. There's always new information coming forward and so forth. But what I learned is after the meeting, after the workshop, a family member came up to me and she wanted to know about LEAP. And so I told her what we did, and she said, you know, my husband doesn't go to the board. He's coming home in 60 days. I just need support. And I said, oh, my gosh. I said, I need to update my flyer and everything that I do, because LEAP, yes, it caters to families whose loved one goes before their parole board hearing, but it also caters to all families. We cater to families.
Let me get this straight. Her husband,
yes.
Did he pass parole?
No, he doesn't have to go to the board. He had a determinate sentence. No.
Oh, okay.
He has a determinate sentence.
Let's clarify. Determinate versus indeterminate. Go.
Okay.
Rewind. What's indeterminate?
Indeterminate means that they do not have a set date to come home.
Okay.
Some indeterminate prisoners have life with the possibility of parole, or life without the possibility of parole.
Aha, okay.
Determinate sentences, they're given a set time, and they have a date to come home. So this individual,
husband,
this
her husband had been given a determinate sentence.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And she was actually, since our workshop yesterday was about building a support network and having a support network, she was interested in coming, and she told me, "I have been wanting to go to your meetings, but I thought that maybe they wouldn't benefit me because, my husband doesn't go to the board, and, well, I just wanted a support group." So I told her, I said, "Thank you so much for telling me this, because I need to make it clear that we are a support group to all families affected by incarceration. As a matter of fact, as I mentioned to her, in July, we will begin our first support group meeting. And this is for all families that have a loved one that's incarcerated, that are affected by incarceration. It's called LEAP, the Next Chapter. And so what we're doing is sometimes when we're going through this journey, we just want to vent. We want to be validated. We want to be heard. We want to be loved. We want to be uplifted. We want to be just held.
Hello. Wait a minute. We want to be recognized.
Yes.
We want to be acknowledged. We want to be included in the dialogue, instead of ignored, when
right. We
are the ones that are really paying the restitution, paying for the phone calls, paying for the vendor costs, the packages, the this, the that. I mean, to me, I feel like, for those who don't know, my name is Valerie Shaw. I'm the founder of Incarcerated Lives Matter. And we have the cutest, are they the bomb or what? We have the greatest little wristbands.
Yes, they are.
They're wonderful. They're black with silver writing, Incarcerated Lives Matter. And they are available as a fundraiser or as an individual. You can get it as an individual price for $5 or use it as a fundraiser, and it can go as low as $1.25 and use it as money for the causes of prison reform, non-recidivation, housing, the 30-plus organizations that exist at Chuco's Justice Center. And if you haven't been there, make that a stop on your tourist list in Los Angeles within the next couple of months. It's out of sight. Okay, go on, Patricia. I think I interrupted you, sort of like sort of like they do on American Cook-Off or some of those stations. They interrupt the cook to tell them the ingredients.
No problem. So as I was saying, that's something that I want to clarify with our listeners, that LEAP, yes, we specialize and learn everything about the parole process and helping families with their loved ones be better prepared for their parole hearing. But at the same time, even if your loved one has a date to come home or doesn't have a date yet, this is something that they should be doing with themselves, working on themselves and changing that mindset and realizing that in order for them to grow, they have to change who they are, what they did.
In other words,
where
it's
they
for
were.
Everyone. It's for everyone.
Yes, it is.
If you have a loved one who is incarcerated, who is scheduled to come home or is not scheduled to come home, LEAP is a family resource. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's a family resource and a support group.
Now, in July, what's going on? What's the next LEAP? What's the next step with LEAP?
So in June, we're having our workshop that we're going to talk about the relapse prevention plan. We're going to talk about parole plan, and we're going to talk about insight.
Wait a minute. Okay, back to number one. We're going to go through all three.
Yes.
We've got a time. A relapse prevention plan, is that anti-recidivation?
It does help with anti-recidivism.
I see. Okay. And you're saying that the family has something to do with the ability of a former inmate to not recidivate?
It does, because the family can understand what are their triggers. And the family can, when you have these conversations with your loved one, you need to have your own relapse prevention plan. What are their triggers? What are the warning signs? And then the relapse prevention is for them to identify their triggers, the warning signs, and then coping skills or strategies. All the self-help that they've done, this is when they put it into play. This is where they say, if my trigger is, you know, if I'm beginning to want to hang out with the homies, for lack of a better, you know, term, then and I'm fixated on that and I want to do that, then I'm already identifying that trigger. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, you know, call my sponsor, call my pastor. This is the people that I'm going to call, that I'm going to reach out to so that I won't go in and hang out with my friends anymore or my homies anymore. That's just a broad example. I know that the people that have created their relapse prevention plans and that have been through the parole process can give a far better example than I can. But that's just, you know, an example to give the families an idea. For me, I can give an example when there were people from my husband's past, homies, that all of a sudden wanted to reconnect with him. For me, I let my husband know I can make him pick and choose what he needs to do. But I did let him know that he had a choice to make, because he couldn't have both in his life. He cannot have the people from his past and a family, and that he had done so much work on himself. And if I'm not mistaken, hanging around people from his past were one of the reasons that he got in trouble. So that's important for families to also, again, it goes to the not enable, keeping them accountable, making them responsible, and not that we're carrying them or taking them by the hand, but we're helping them in making better choices. So the relapse prevention plan is very important for them to prepare when they come home. What is their blueprint? What is their plan on what they're going to do to ensure that they do not reoffend?
A question. Let me interject for a moment. The relapse prevention plan, is that sanctioned or is that taught? I mean, okay, here, we're going to let you go. You've got $200. We're going to give you a suitcase and put you on the bus. Are we going to give you a relapse prevention plan? Is there anything that the county or anything that the state will do to help the process?
I don't know if there's anything that the county or the state does to help the process. I do know that with their self-help groups, it is something that they have to do to help them. This is for them. And so once they speak among themselves, meaning the prisoners, the people that are incarcerated, once they speak among themselves, they realize that it's important that they do have this. And for families, since we empower families, then they can talk to their loved one and say, hey, how are you doing with your relapse prevention plan? Because, again, it's a process. It's not something that you can cram and do overnight. They have to really sit there and think about it. What are my triggers? What are the warning signs?
What are my triggers? What are my warning signs?
Right.
And, okay, the problem is having a son, having gone through it once and failed, I did not recognize the triggers. I did not recognize the warning signs. And therefore, he was entrapped or ensnared in the same behavior.
Right.
Where does one, besides LEAP, where does one get information? How does a family know that they too have a role in the recovery, or, yeah, it is, it's the recovery of the life of formerly incarcerated?
You know, Belle, the first place to start is conversations with your loved one. How can I help you? When you come home, what can I do for you? It's conversations with their loved one. You have to understand one thing. When they're incarcerated, their biggest desire is to want to be home. And it's not these broken promises. It's these desires. Mm-hmm. And so when you have these deep conversations with them, and again,
a deep, you mean a deep, honest conversation, not how are you, son? You look real good. You're all buffed up.
When you have these deep conversations with them, and like you said, with honesty, and just put it out there, you're building that foundation for them. You're laying it out. Both of you together are laying it out. The family together is laying it out. Because, see, recovery is not just for them to do it. They come home and that's it. Recovery is a change of a lifestyle. It's a forever thing.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
It's not just to get them out of prison and that's it. It's forever. In my husband's case, the fact that we continue being active in all these groups and participate in all these activities, that's part of his recovery.
In your experience, do you think that families are prepared for that change of lifestyle, that it now needs to be a way of life rather than Bubba or Jamal or Jesus came home and therefore life goes on, get a job, move on, take care of your two babies, take care of your mama, your abuela, or whatever, and move on? I mean, what's the reality here?
The reality is that when families are involved, they're already being a part of that lifestyle and that change. They can't do it alone. They need our support. They need our guidance. More than love, they need our support. So when we're involved, when I go with my husband to these workshops and to meetings and to these resource fairs, I'm supporting him. It would be different if I told him, I'm tired, I'm staying home, I don't want to do this, I'm done. It would have a different effect. God bless his soul. God bless his soul to continue.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy every second that he's home. And it's these programs and these resources and everything that helped him with changing his ways. And the way he learned from a child how to do things. And so now, we love it.
That's kind of a benevolent spirit. And I do understand that giving, you also gain in the process. It means that you no longer have to send packages and accept phone calls and go through the blah-dy, 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 blah. It means that you have a man at home being a contributor, a taxpayer, a father, a lover, a friend, all of it. All of it. It makes total sense to me. I would like to remind listeners that they may call 347-539-5285. If you don't have a pen, we'll repeat it in a couple of minutes. But the time is 6:19 or thereabouts. My computer might be a little slow, a little fast, whatever. But I want you to have that number. So if you have any questions for LEAP, or for me, Incarcerated Lives Matter, Valerie Shaw. It would be my pleasure to speak with you, to answer any questions. You are talking to the queen of resources here. I mean, Patricia is like, every time I go there, every time I go to Leap, it's like, oh, you know, it's like a kid at SeaWorld. And they say, it's awesome, it's incredible, it's awesome, it's incredible. I feel like going to Leap is a cross between going to SeaWorld and going to Home Depot. I swear to God. It's like all things living are there. And that is the hope of we who are involved with Incarcerated Lives Matter. Because so very often we give up the hope. They are living, as in Home Depot, that they are human, that they are alive, and they are a part of us. Incarcerated Lives Matter, to me, it's more than a slogan, it's a mission. And that's why LEAP, learning everything there is about the parole process, is so important, not just for me, everybody and every family who is truly concerned, involved, in love with, or even in like with, or recognize the potential of someone, many ones, of the 2.2 million Americans, black, white, Latino, Asian, juvenile, men, women, transgender, in the American justice system. That's why I am hoping that by this time next year, LEAP is holding conclaves at the Greek theater. The Hollywood Bowl.
Speaking into existence now.
Huh?
Speak into existence.
Hey, everywhere. Because everyone, whether they want to admit it or not, has someone involved in the system. Am I wrong?
Unfortunately so. There's 2.2 million people behind bars, so everyone knows someone that's incarcerated.
And do you think that these citizens would make a difference in the lives of the incarcerated?
Absolutely.
How so?
They we make a difference in the lives of the incarcerated?
Yeah.
We bring them hope. We bring them life.
Mm.
We bring them joy. And the ability to know that they have what it takes to be home. They just have to work on themselves and find themselves. And if need be, change themselves, transform. It's a process, it's a transformation of self. Because insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again. No person is born bad. Circumstances in life, situations in life, cause them to do things. And so now they have to, through recovery, self-help groups, AANA, anger management, conflict resolution, through those programs, realize that the lifestyle they were living is not a healthy lifestyle. But we families also have to go through transformation of self as well. Mm-hmm. We families have to realize that when our loved one comes home, we have to realize they cannot walk at our pace.
Mm-hmm.
They've been gone for many years, and so much has changed in the world since they've been gone. Technology, streets, everything. And so we have to be involved in some form of a group, support group, so that we can vent and realize and hear from others and learn from others that, oh, okay, not to say that it's normal, but, okay, the fact that he's afraid to drive on the freeway makes sense. I'm not going to push him to drive on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
20-some years ago, half the cars were on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all these cars are on the freeway. The speed limit was different. Now the speed limit has been raised. So things like that, when we as families are involved in our loved ones, you know, do it with them while they're incarcerated, being involved, again, it's more than phone calls and packages and letter writing and visits. Being involved is being a part of the process, a part of the transformation, a part of the healing. And we will know. We will see it, the way they start to carry themselves differently, the way they express themselves differently, the way they view things differently, the conversations we have. You will notice that. But we too have to be willing to be flexible and transform. We can't be doing the things that we did. I'll give an example. My mom lives in the neighborhood that my husband grew up in. And so part of me supporting is I visit my mom. I'm not going to demand that my husband visit my mom, because that was the neighborhood where he grew up in and he was from. And so I don't want to put him in a position where he's going to be uncomfortable. Even though many years have gone by, you never know who's still around. And even on one time that we both went in and out to go visit my mom real quickly, word got out quick like wildfire that he was home. And all of a sudden, all the homies went to get in contact with him, because even though years had gone by, there's some that are still around. And so for me, I don't demand that my husband visit my mom. I'm part of the support network. I'm part of the support group. I'm part of the realization that I want my husband home forever. And so I visit her on my time. And my family understands that, and they respect that. And they also demand.
But you were able to do that. Some people aren't. And so, therefore, back to maybe 15 minutes ago, rewind. I think it requires extreme planning on the families, because maybe it means that you've got an uncle in Lancaster or someone in Pomona with a business. That the family reunification is as important now as it was in times of emancipation, because this is the new emancipation, as Michelle Alexander calls it. It's the new Jim Crow. So if it's the new Jim Crow, why can't it be the new emancipation? If you've got a corner store in Corona that can build into something, then maybe that shows promise. But maybe you can't go back, and you can't afford to sell, and you can't afford to move. So what are you going to do? Question.
You can't afford to sell. You can't afford to move. So what are you going to do?
what are you going to do?
Then you have to start asking, okay, so what will the plan be? We can't move. We can't sell. What will our plan be? In the event that, you know, people from my past come, what will my plan be? And just let them know that it sounds easy, but, you know, for our loved ones to make that decision and say, hey, you know, I'm a family man and I appreciate you coming out to say hi, but, you know, I'm living a different life now.
So maybe that's where community comes in?
Yes.
Where all of us play a role, where we come forward and we say what the great human need is instead of hiding it in the shadows and pretending that it doesn't exist, because these are men, women, and young people coming out of our institutions every week, every month. And we're just sweeping them under the rug. So we must acknowledge them, in my humble.
We must. And here's the thing. It's not just in the community where, you know, we grew up in that they'll encounter people from the past. We were mm-hmm. at a restaurant. And... Mm-hmm. You know, someone from his past saw him. And it's happened on several occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the conversation, you know, my husband said, you know, I'm a family man. I live a different lifestyle now. But it was good to see that you're doing good. And just kept moving forward. And just kept moving forward. So it's building them for any and all situation.
But you know what? That points to me another reason to become active with LEAP, that it gives you these tools to encounter these odd or not so odd events at the restaurant, at the gas station, at the class reunion, wherever, neighborhood, whatever. You do need the support system, whether it's LEAP or it's something else, but you do need some kind of support system to be able to prepare you for the challenges you're about to face. Would you say that's correct or not?
Absolutely. And that support system becomes your family, your new family.
Mm-hmm.
Your new friends. Because it's people of like mind for the common good. People that want to do good in life, that, you know, live life differently. And most importantly, that understand one another. Because even within family, if they haven't experienced what we're experiencing, if they haven't experienced, in my case, my husband was the one incarcerated. So if my siblings have not experienced what it's like to visit someone in prison, they're not going to understand my pain.
No.
Whereas if I go to a support group and even and my family may have the best intentions for me, but they will not understand my pain and my struggle. Where if I go to a support group, I can... openly and freely talk about my loved one and talk about my struggles and be validated, be heard, and be and made to feel good that I'm not the only one, that, you know, there's people that understand where I'm coming from and what I'm going through.
There's got to be a Greek theater full, a Hollywood Bowl. I mean, I could see it. Oh, I don't know how many of y'all listeners know me. I have my master's degree in public relations from USC. And I don't dream small. I dream really big. And so I see LEAP with the LA Philhar. I do. I see all of it with about 5,000-7,000 people, all with their little white gloves, and you know it's black tie and everything, and it's a fundraiser. It's a fundraiser for the new paradigm. And the new paradigm is programs for people who are incarcerated. It's attorneys for those who want to fight the charges and go under Prop 36 and 47. It's money to fund all of the upcoming propositions, and it's CHUCO's Justice Center, and it's LEAP, and it's all of these organizations that are so working for the change in the criminal injustice system. That's how I see it. That's my LEAP.
Thank you. So that'll be the workshop for June. And then LEAP is having their first workshop. Let me back that up a little. Their first parole portfolio party, PPP. Again. Our first parole portfolio party will be July 9th. And it will be exclusively on putting together a parole portfolio. What is a parole portfolio? And then we will go into detail about insight, relapse prevention plan, parole plans, writing support letters, organizing all of their certificates and chronos, going through all the lingo that has
that
to do with...
That will be for those within... how many months or how many years within the parole process?
You know, parole preparation starts today. That is for anyone. The thing is that if they have to go to the board in a couple of months, those portfolios should already be just about done. Because on the inside, the men on the and women on the inside, they have to be doing these programs. And changing their ways, transforming themselves. Transformation is a better word. Change, you can always go back. Transformation, it's a whole different, at a different level. There's no going back. It's the new you, and there's no going back. So they have to start with getting out of trouble, staying out of trouble. That's the first step. Being active in programs that are available in the prison. I know that there's wait lists and things like that, but there's also correspondence programs that they can do. There's books that they can read.
And of course, please note, radio audience, you can get all of this information from LEAP. Give us your information right now in case anyone tunes out.
Absolutely. Our email address is LEAP, LEAPPINFO @gmail.com. LEAPINFO@gmail.com. Email us and then we'll definitely get back to you. Also, our website is under construction. It will be www.learneverythingaboutthaparoleprocess.com. Don't go there yet because it's under construction, so you'll get a message that says not found. We're still working on it. And our meeting.
Facebook?
Learn Everything About the Parole Process. and you'll find information on there. Our workshops are every fourth Saturday of the month from 10 to 12:30 in the afternoon at Chuco's Justice Center, 1137 East Redondo Boulevard, Inglewood, California, 90302. We're there every fourth Saturday of the month. Our next workshop will be June 25th. We'll be talking about the relapse prevention plan. We will be talking about parole plans and also insight. We will have the experts themselves, liberated lifers, that will address and talk about these essential tools to be prepared when they come home and to stay home. So we will be talking about that. July 9th, we will have our first parole portfolio party, and it's exclusively for the preparation of the parole portfolio. We will talk about the parole process and then get into putting together this portfolio. There is a flyer that's on our Facebook, and it has a list of things that families are encouraged to bring to get started with the parole portfolio. We will be providing resources on that day that the families can take home with them. So June 25th is our next workshop. July 9th is our first parole portfolio party, and everyone is welcomed. Even if your loved one has a date to come home, it would benefit to come to the parole portfolio party because we're going to talk about parole plans, relapse prevention plans. We're going to have resources that help formerly incarcerated gain employment. As a matter of fact, we had Skip Townsend from Second Call, founder of Second Call. He was at our workshop yesterday, and he knows firsthand the struggles of gaining employment. At the same time, he offers programs where formerly incarcerated can get employment. Your loved one goes through him, and he guarantees them employment. Before they can even get into a job, they have to go through some life skills, and that's to prepare them for employment, to prepare them for life as well on the outside. Once they complete those life skills, then he helps them gain employment. He has programs for electricians, construction work, and other programs that they can be a part of. And the best thing about it is that this is free for the families. And all they have to do is show up and show up on time. So these are the kind of resources. Go ahead. That Lee puts together for families.
He's such a wonderful guy. He's such a wonderful guy.
I love him.
He's just incredible. He's incredible. He's just one of the good guys of our millennia. Absolutely. And
yes.
So are you. And so
oh,
are you.
Thank you.
And that's why I love Chuco's. It's like you can really go there any time, any day, and find something. You can venture into any room and talk to the lawyers, talk to Dwayne Dixon, who is an angel, an absolute angel, and he happens to hold the function right after yours on the last Saturday of the month, giving away clothes and resources to people who have recently been incarcerated. Dwayne is awesome.
Yes, he is.
And Chuco's is awesome. It's something I've never experienced in Los Angeles since the 60s. It reminds me of the Panthers, but much peaceful, much more. It's peaceful. It's loving, and it's helping everybody in the community, and that's what I love about you folks.
And here's the beauty about it. Yesterday, I made this observation. when you first walk into Chuco's, and this happens every fourth Saturday. Every fourth Saturday that we have our workshops, this is the layout. The first room, they call their rooms by color. The first room is the blue room. They have the legal clinic there. They have attorneys that will, you know, provide advice and look at paperwork and so forth. And then the room next door, it's the yellow room. That's where we have our LEAP workshops. So the first room is for people that are fighting their case. The second room is the people that are in the system that want to prepare to go to their board hearing. And then the last room is the Welcome Home Celebration and Resource Fair. And
these
are the formerly incarcerated that are home now.
Isn't that something? That's pretty
awesome.
It
benefits anyone to come to our workshops, to come to Chuco's, because you never know the amount of resources that are in the room. There's resources everywhere. And no matter who you speak with, they can guide you in the right direction. I had a family yesterday. I actually met this family when my husband had to go to his parole hearing. So I went with him, and we're sitting there, and then we started making a conversation with this lady that was sitting there. She was excited. Her brother had just came home, and so we were talking. Mm-hmm. We invited her to our workshop. She came, and she's been coming. Unfortunately, something has happened, and her brother is in prison again. So she came and she had this letter with her. And I said, you know what? I said, go next door. They have the legal clinic. I said, show them the letter, and hopefully they'll be able to help you and give you some guidance and assistance. And so after the workshop, I saw her, and she was so happy because they were able to do something. I didn't ask her. I didn't get into details because we're a family.
Right, it doesn't matter.
Right, we're a family. But my whole point is that you never know how someone will be able to help you with your case.
You never know.
I had another family that were coming for the first time, and I had met them through someone else, and so I was expecting them. And then I said, tell you what, why don't you go to the legal clinic first and then talk to them, and then you can join our workshop. And so they did too. So at the end, the family texted me, and they said, I'm so sorry we didn't get to say, I'll see you later. The whole information was overwhelming in a good way, and I just needed to come home and lay down. Like, all these thoughts were going through my mind. I felt supported, and I'm so sorry that I didn't get to, you know, say, I'll see you later. And so I texted her back, and I said, no worries. I know that it's overwhelming. I remember the first time I went to a meeting like this, I literally crawled out of that meeting because there was so much to do, and I didn't even know where to start. And so I understand where the families are coming from. Just because my husband's home doesn't mean that I have forgotten. I remember every day what our struggle was. And I value life differently now because it was a struggle, because it was a journey that some people, it's hard for them to take for many reasons, emotionally, financially. But I praise God every day that I took this journey, that he put me on this journey and he held me through it, that he gave me the courage and the wisdom and the bravery to do so. And that's why yesterday it was in my heart to give the ladies at our workshop a votive, a candle holder, reminding them to keep hope alive and to burn a candle. And when it burns out, burn it again, burn another one, because that's keeping hope alive. And that's what we do.
Which is what we must do. But one of the problems that I truly have is people who have put this behind them and that it no longer applies, to not think that it does apply. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I've done my time, I've served my sins,
It's all over. It's all done. And it doesn't have anything to do with me or
right.
my sign or whatever. It's like, you are a part of us. You are
right.
a part of us. Do not forget us just because you escaped under, above the guillotine. Just because you got the break. Do not forget those who are not so fortunate. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. And I go back to, you know, we become a family. We become a family. I have families that reach out to me, you know, via email, via phone calls, because they're feeling a certain way. And I don't have all the answers, but sometimes you just want to be heard and not judged. And, you know, they'll call me and I'll listen and reassure them and give them love and let them know that it's okay, you know, however way they may be feeling, it's fine. Believe me, I had my moments too when my husband was in there. I had my moments that, not moments of should I leave him, that wasn't ever an issue, but just moments of, oh my gosh, can I do this?
Yeah.
And then I would just pray and reach out to my support group, my support network, so that I can feel, be validated at that time and be lifted. And I would shake off those feelings.
What was your early support network?
Which one was mine?
Yeah.
I was fortunate that my family is supportive, but again, it's not the same because unless someone is going through the same struggle, they'll understand your pain. So I had my family, but then when I started attending workshops like LEAP, the family members at those workshops, I built relationships with some of the women, and we're still friends to this day. They became my support group. They're the ones that I would reach out to. And when I was feeling however way I was feeling, that I couldn't continue on this journey because I was tired or I was frustrated or whatever the case was, I would reach out to my friends from the network.
By the way,
and we're still friends.
It's 6:53. I want you to give out the info of LEAP again. How come we haven't had any calls? Is everyone, you think they're just sitting there crying and feeling sorry for themselves and saying, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Oh, Jamal is doing 25 to life and there's nothing I can do. I mean, why is no one calling us? But go on, please, give us the info.
Or maybe they're listening attentively and taking notes, too.
Oh, you think that's
no.
what it is? I hope so.
No,
give us
maybe
the
they're
info.
Listening
give
attentively.
Us
absolutely. So LEAP, Learn Everything About the Parole Process, has workshops
yes,
every fourth
Lord.
Saturday of the month, 10 in the
yes,
morning
Lord.
To 12:30 in the afternoon. At Chugos Justice Center, thank you, Chugos Justice Center, 1137 East Redondo Boulevard, Inglewood, California, 90302. Our next workshop is June 25th at the same place. We'll talk about the relapse prevention plan, the parole plans, and insight.
Yes, so important. So important.
We're having,
do you want homeboy to get out or not? I mean, maybe you're happy with him sitting in there for 25 to life. I don't know what your problem is, but if you are serious about helping him, come on now, join LEAP. This is a most serious organization that will help you, your family, your grandkids, your legacy, everything you've built upon depends on you standing up and understanding that there's something that you can do. There's something you can do to make things better, even though homeboy or homegirl really screwed up. Okay, this is learn everything there is about the parole process through, that's me, Valerie Shaw, and that is, of course, there is only one channel here, and that is Incarcerated Lives Matter. And you know, 2.5 million African American, Hispanic, Asian, white, transgender, and I don't know how many other classifications there are, but I want you to understand that there is nothing more important than learning everything there is about the parole process.
And we will have our first parole portfolio party on July 9th. By the way, we have an early bird special. We have the cost for the parole portfolio party is $25. If you pay from now till June 10th, after June 10th, the price will go up to $35. And that's to offset the cost of copies and to have a nice lunch for our guests at the parole portfolio party. The workshops are free, and families are welcomed and encouraged to come. And then starting on July...
How much is the information going to be worth?
Oh, my gosh. It's invaluable. It's priceless.
Invaluable.
It's priceless.
I knew it. Mm-hmm. Go on.
It's priceless. And we're proud to announce that July 22nd, which is a Friday, we will have our first support group meeting, LEAP, the next chapter. This is open to all families that are affected by incarceration. And we're just going to come and talk. Just come and talk. And we have a special guest that's coming that day, and that's going to do, she's going to do a small exercise with us.
Surprise guest.
And it's to open up the session, and it's about love. So I'll say that much. July 22nd, we are proud to announce LEAP's first support group meeting called LEAP, the next chapter. And anyone that's affected by incarceration is encouraged to come.
That's
they
all
are
of us.
From 6 to 8 in the evening at Chugos Justice Center, 1137 East Redondo Boulevard, Inglewood, California, 90302. We'll be sending information out for this one so that we can build community. I'm encouraging those that are attending to bring something to snack on.
Give me your email again.
My email address is leapinfo, LEAPPINFO @gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, learn everything about the parole process. And my name is Patricia, your server. I'm here to let you know that it is possible for our loved ones to come home.
And, of course, you all know who I am. I'm Valerie Shaw with Incarcerated Lives Matter, because that is my philosophy. That is what I believe in. That is what I stand by. And you can reach me there. You can reach me also. I have another email. Civilization, CIVILWEZA, CIOEN, civilization at gmail.com. And I've got Incarcerated Lives Matter, and my producer, Beverly Black Johnson, is managing all that. But you know I'm old school, girl and boyfriend. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm trying my best. If you are still with me, and it is now 7 o'clock p.m., are you with me? Hello?
I encourage the families to call. If you have any questions, you can remain anonymous, and hopefully, we'll have the answers for your questions, but never be afraid to ask. I know I wasn't. When I started on this journey and I would go to different meetings, I would carry my same notebook and just write questions and then present it to the people and ask them and never be afraid, because you never know what the answer will be and how that can help you as well. And I was never shy or anything like that. I wanted my husband home so bad that I was just out here, walking the pavement, turning every stone, opening every door, and not being embarrassed, ashamed, or afraid to ask questions. And I encourage you to ask questions. There's no such thing as a dumb question.
Hello, Valerie Shaw and Patricia. This is Beverly Black, the creator and producer of Tribe Family Channel. I would like to chime in and thank both of you for your time and your talent. And I would just like to take a moment and remind everyone to visit about.me/incarceratedlivesmatter, a little lazy this afternoon. And you can then find all the links to Incarcerated Lives Matter social media page, the mission statement, the logo, and how to connect with our wonderful founder, Valerie Shaw. Her Twitter is @RLivesMatter. So @RLivesMatter to connect with Valerie Shaw on Twitter.
Thank you, Beverly.
Thank you,
Beverly. Pleasure's mine. I heard my name, so I thought I'd chime in. And this is a wonderful show. And I thank you for having it on our platform. Awesome. You definitely did. And I want to thank you. And I'm going to step back into the studio now.
Good night.
So back to LEAP, again, we meet every fourth Saturday from 10 to 12:30 in the afternoon at Chuco's Justice Center, 1137 East Redondo Boulevard, Inglewood, California, 90305.